Hello, this is Paul Hoyt. As you go through each of our modules, you're going to find tons of valuable information and exercises you can complete along the way. I'm confident that you will find many thousands of dollars worth of information, not just the first time, but every time you go through the program. So be open to new ideas and be open to getting something that almost no one has today, the CEO's perspective. You know, the CEO's perspective is usually gained only after years of sitting in the corner office, of being the person in charge and responsible for everything. But I want you to get it right now. For some of you, it will be months or years before you launch your business, and for others, that will be years after you assumed command. I certainly wish somebody had taught me these concepts early in my career. I had to gather them up and figure them out for myself, and now I am sharing them with you so that you don't have to. You know, I have a deep passion for helping small business owners. After a 30-year career working with computer systems of all sizes, I became a small business consultant in 2002. I've talked with thousands of business owners and trained thousands more. I've worked with hundreds of them one-on-one. My focus is on low-tech and small high-tech companies with $0 to $30 million in revenue. So I work with startups and mature companies. I've handed thousands of aspiring entrepreneurs a napkin and a pencil so they can write down their business ideas for the very first time. And I've also worked with CEOs of companies with $30 million in revenue who started their company over 30 years ago. And while I have worked for some of the world's largest companies, I just love to work one-on-one with small business owners and their management teams to help them develop and implement their growth plans, business plans, financial models, to assist them in raising capital, and to do performance coaching and mentoring. What I find is the principles of working with $30 million companies are very helpful to startups and vice versa. The enthusiasm and the innovation that startups bring to the marketplace are oftentimes forgotten after you sat in the CEO chair for a few dozen years. So the vast experience that I've had and my ability to organize and communicate valuable information is a great reason to listen closely. But the most important reason of all is that I care about you. I've been in your shoes. I know that you have a lot at stake. Your money, your reputation, your relationships, and most importantly, your self-image. So I want to do what I can to improve the success rate of small businesses in America. I want to help startups get to the marketplace and reach financial stability as quickly as possible. I want to help financially stable companies grow faster. I think that's the key to maintaining a strong and stable economy. You know, I want to live in a world of successful entrepreneurs, and I want you to be one of them, or at least work closely with one of them and understand the challenges that they face. Because in my experience, business owners are some of the finest people on the earth. It's the best, the boldest, and the brightest of our working population who often seek to start and grow their own businesses, and I want them to succeed. The price of a great education from a failed business venture is really quite high, financially and emotionally, not just for the business owner, but also for their families. I dedicated my first book, The Foundation Factor, the book upon which this course is based, to the children of small business owners everywhere. All too often, I've seen the great American dream become the great American nightmare. Our reported success rates here in the United States, the bastion of capitalism for the entire free world, is only 50% after 5 years. And it's really tough to tell because a lot of businesses come and go without leaving a trace. My guess is that the numbers are much, much worse than 50% out of business in 5 years. According to the U.S. Small Business Administration in 2003, small businesses represented more than 99.7% of all employers and created 60 to 80% of new jobs annually. Small businesses are vital to the economy, employing more than half of all private sector employees. And these numbers don't include the numerous new businesses that don't hire employees. So this program is focused on two things. First, helping you reduce the risk. And second, helping you accelerate growth. If you are just starting out on a journey, then you should know upfront that there are no guarantees. There are no guarantees that you'll be successful in your business. And while that is true, there's a lot that you can do to reduce your risk. The bottom line is that the job of starting, growing, and managing a business is extremely difficult. It takes tremendous physical, mental, and emotional strength. Traditional education and corporate experience especially the lower levels, don't adequately prepare us. Our success depends on many, many factors. Some of them are in your control and some of them are not. Some of the issues out of your control include family issues, economic issues, and competitive challenges. But in your control is your effort, your attitude, your education, your flexibility, and your coachability. So this program is the sum of not only my 12 years' experience as a small business consultant, but the 31 years' experience I had with 20 different companies from large to small before that. In this program, I'm going to give you a lot of great ideas, and I'm going to give you the tools you need to create your very own business foundation profile along the way. Let's talk about the importance of a great foundation for a minute. We all know that having a great foundation is important in buildings and in structures and in education. It's also important in moral character. You know, when you have a kid, and I know some of you out there are parents, and they come home with a bad report card in the third grade, it's not okay because you know the importance of having a great educational foundation in their lives. If they make a mistake that indicates that they need a little bit of help with their moral character, you know that it's not okay just to let it pass because we don't want those bad habits to build up. But in business, I see people launch into a business concept every day without any foundational education and entrepreneurship at all, or at least very little foundation. They get encouragement from their friends and peers, but they have no education about what it means to be successful. And here's what I know to be true. You have to be competent in all aspects of business to thrive. In most cases, you have to be competent in all areas, even to survive. Every once in a while, I see someone who is succeeding, but they're really terrible at one or more of the key performance areas of business. But those folks are very rare, and frankly, they're just lucky. So you don't want to bet the future of your business on being lucky. You want to be educated, and you want to be focused, and that's why you're listening to this program. But here's the good news. You don't have to be excellent at everything. Competence in every area of business will almost always allow you to survive, and then you can work on improving from a position of reasonable stability. We're going to go through the 7 key performance areas of business one at a time. They are leadership, marketing, sales, financial management, operations and administration, product development, and customer service. In each one, we'll describe the value of being excellent and what it means to be poor in that area. We're going to encourage you to give yourself a score from 5 to 95% and to think of some things that you can do right now to improve your probability of success or accelerate your growth in each one of the areas. So fasten your seatbelts and get ready to learn some extremely valuable information, principles about starting and growing a business. And here's my most important request. Be kind to yourself. Don't beat yourself up. There's a lot of great ideas in this program, and I know you haven't heard some of them before. I present them in a logical and organized way, all designed to boost your success, but you can't possibly do them all at once. And I don't want you to get overwhelmed. So I'm just giving you valuable ideas that can bring hundreds of thousands of dollars to you over the life of your business. Your job is to pick a growth strategy and implement the ideas right now that will make a huge difference in your near-term revenues and in the strength of your infrastructure for the long term. Selection and sequencing are critical. We'll be talking about that in our first section, the key performance area of leadership. This is Paul Hoyt. Thanks for listening.